Hey, good morning. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And today I wanted to share something I heard. I was listening to Alex Hormozi's podcast this morning. He was talking about someone he was talking to said they spent 3 hours in the morning on their morning rituals, let's say. And that's how he was coached in doing that. And I want to say, maybe you need to apply time boxing more to what we do and actually use that as a tool in a practice. Now, we as Scrum Masters and Agile Coaches, we talk about time boxing a lot, but sometimes we need to practice on ourselves and what we do. And I want to offer using time boxes in your morning rituals to really get a check-in on how long are you spending on your morning rituals versus getting progress into whatever you're doing. And the idea of reducing those time boxes. So we're going to talk about that today on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show on our 2-for-1 Tuesday, where we try to 10X what we do here. And again, on our show is about delivering more value to the customer, not working crazy hours to build that, deliver that value and have fun along the way, and to really be tactful and more specific on what we can do. Anyway, so talking about time boxes. So I was listening to that session and the podcast on Al Hormozi's podcast, and spending 3 hours. I'm like, wow, that's an awful long time to be spending on your morning rituals versus getting stuff done. And Alex Hormozi's recommendation to the person was, why don't you spend more time working on stuff and not worrying about your rituals? Because that's how the original people who did were successful made their money or got successful. They did the work. So what I wanted to share today. Oh, and by the way, I'm working on what I want to do. But my change book did arrive. I actually have a physical copy. It's not a figment of the imagination or some kind of 3D render of the book. And we'll go in more into that. I'm debating on what I want to do from giveaways and stuff like that, and incentives for people to join the mailing list. So I'm working on that. Hopefully tomorrow, here's the backside. Here's the front cover. I will share that as the week goes along where we're going. Oh, and don't forget, we have Gary Cohen. I'm going to do an interview. I'm going to post an interview up on Thursday night, this Thursday coming up. And then he's also going to be sharing at our March meetup. I think it's March 20th at 6 o'clock. We do our meetup, so feel free to sign up for that. I got to put a Zoom link in there so people can register. So let's look at morning rituals. If you know anything about me in the show, I have a morning ritual, right? So I'm getting up at 5 a.m. And I'll admit, sometimes it's not the best. So I created time boxes, right? One, to encourage me to get out. People are like, oh, I hate time boxes. I hate control. But sometimes you need that extra motivation. So I give myself 15 minutes to get up, do your morning stuff, go down and get some water. So I got morning wake up. Ideally, I do this a little bit before 5. I do have an alarm that goes off at like 4:50. So it gives me 10 minutes so that my 5 o'clock starts on time. And then water, drinking some water. Water is always good just to get the day going, right? Then I do my readings. I do some readings. It doesn't take me very long. If it doesn't take me 2 minutes, it takes two whatever. So I got my readings. And I kind of give myself a half hour. So it's really 15 minutes to 30 minutes. So this way, if I were to do this right, got up at 5, 15 minutes, I'd be done by 5:30. And my reading ritual is also my writing ritual. Well, I do my writings. I do my goals for the day. And my thanks, my thankfulness stuff. So that is my morning ritual. Really, it's a half hour per se. But now let's talk about this. So then after I do this, then I walk the dog. So I go walk the dog. He gets his 20 to 30 minutes of time. But you know what? It's exercise. So from there to about 6 o'clock, I go walk the dog. Walk doggy. We all know who Jerry is, right? But while I'm walking the dog, I'm probably listening to a podcast. So listening to podcast. And why do I have to walk? Because no one else will be up that early and the dog needs to go out. So I got my 5 a.m. Within 30 minutes, I'm up, out, drinking water. I'm spending 15 minutes, and I really want to time. I don't want to spend 20 hours writing this. I want to keep it succinct and even make it smaller. If I get down to 10 minutes, be great. It takes about 15 minutes. So within a half hour, I get all that morning, wake up, get my mind flowing stuff, and then I do this walk, which is nice about because then I reflect on what I wrote too, by the way. So as I'm listening to these positive podcasts and solutions, I'm kind of reflecting on what I wrote, right? And how I'm going to do it. My mind's thinking about it, getting that fresh air. So then 6:30, it's wake up the kid time, poke the kids, wake up, wake up, wake up. Then I got two things. I either hit the gym on some days, right? Some days I go out and then I do what I would say, my thank yous. And I try to do that. So there's a couple different things. Well, 6 o'clock. So it's six. Okay. What am I doing? I got 6 o'clock. So I go to the gym 3 days, 2 days a week, two weekdays. Okay. I don't do 3 days during the week. I don't do it five. I could, but I'm getting older. My body does not heal as fast. So by 6:30, I want to be back. Okay. So I just spent a half hour in the gym. Just quick workout, get the blood flowing, get my mind doing. And again, I'm listening to the podcast. Right. So I'm doing all that. So by 6:30, so now I'm an hour and a half. I got podcasts and I got everything in. By 7, and then again, this is kid wake up. By 7, so this is 7. This is kid wake up. You know, I'll get all dressed, showered, everything like that. Clean up from me, right? And then what I'll do is I'll do my emails I do in my room. This is a ritual, I guess. It gets me more even a positive thing. I send out connections, and congratulate people on getting a CERT, getting a new job, things I do. But I only spend 15 minutes of that. I cap that at 15 minutes. Now, I can also do it. I cap it where I look at the last 24 hours. What's changed a lot? I don't want to go the last 2 weeks. I keep it down to 15 minutes or whatever happened in last day. Got to limit it, right? Because I could sit there all day and surf for the past 2 weeks. But if I do it every day, 15 minutes, just meeting out, getting that positiveness. This is my positive time. Generating all that positive energy, right? Let's see, where am I at? So I'm at, so by 7 o'clock, I got to take the kids to the bus, And depending on what day of the week it is, I might have to prep for my next meeting. And then I start doing my marketing stuff. Marketing reach out. Right? Just to prime the pump, going out there, say, how you doing? Here's something, or I might actually do some creative work or creativeness, depending how much time I have. If I have to go do another thing, I'll keep it down to, because the bus is 15 minutes. So this is 7 p.m. And that the bus is like, I got to give myself at least 15 minutes. So if I do some creative reach out, I got 15 minutes to go out and send a couple message, even if I just do a couple. So this, as you can see, I'm getting my business stuff going. I'm reaching out, I'm starting my connection stuff. So within an hour and a half or so, in that hour and a half time frame, I am into doing my business, right? Doing my marketing, actually starting to chip away at stuff I need to do. Still got things I got to do, but you know what? It could take 3 hours, but my goal is to be within 1-2.5 hours full bore into whatever my day's work is. So yeah, 3 hours could be a lot, but you know what? When you got stuff you got to do, you got to multitask. There's a little realism in there. My question is, could I condense stuff? Can I wake up 10 minutes earlier and kind of shift it? If I do another 15 minutes, this is the beauty of the time box. If I can get up at 4:45 every morning, then I can maybe get some more stuff done before like the day kicks off by what, 7:30, right? So 7:30 my day is either I'm either teaching school, I'm working on my business stuff, right? Or I'm getting ready for my first daily scrum is not until about 9:30. So that gives me 2 hours of work time that I can get done in advance of that activity, that first meeting of the day. So yes, they may have been like 3 hours a lot, but is it really a lot of time? It seems like it's a lot of time, but you could speed things up, whatever, but you have some enjoyment time, get that brain moving. When you get old like me, you sometimes have to do that. But we just went over my time boxing effort, right? To be realistic, am I saying, oh yeah, 3 hours is crazy long? But when I really look at it, I get up at 5 to 6 to 7, that's 2 hours, right? And then 7:30 before I get everything done out of the way and I'm really cranking is 2.5 hours into it, right? Before I really start cranking business. But I am mixing in learning activities as I do some of these activities. And I'm doing my connections, my marketing, just doing some minor stuff that I can spend. Even if that time box is only 15 minutes long, I want to spend that 15 minutes to get, I feel like I'm moving along. So I don't want to spend 3 hours just doing morning motivation stuff, but I want to get into in that 3 hours, that 2.5 hours, I want to start doing some of my business, some of my things that I can do. Figuring out what things I can do that will fit into that 15-minute time box, right? So try time boxing your morning rituals. Put those little time box events. I actually have alarms on my phone. I think I shared that before. I put a little alarms for every half hour, what goes on in each little half hour increments, little time boxes. Practice how that goes. Figure out how you can look at other things that you might be doing business-wise during a day that you might want to spend 15 minutes on. Like, let's say catching up on emails, right? Time box that 15 minute. If that's your morning ritual, I want to go read emails. Just set a little timer. I saw Hormozy had a little timer. Put a little timer. Says I got 15 minutes to spend on that. Maybe invest on a timer. I might go buy one today. That's actually not a bad idea. Put a little timer next to your desk and say, okay, I'm going to sit for 15 minutes. No matter what happens, I'm only going to spend that 15 minutes on that. And some Scrum Masters already have timers. So if you don't have a timer and you're a Scrum Master or an Agile coach, go get a little timer and see what you can do with that. So use that for yourself. Practice how that timer helps you focus so that when you want to apply that time box methodology or that timer to your team, you've already got some practice in. So if someone questions you, you can give them an example. Well, this is how I use the timer. I only put away 15 minutes to check emails every morning. So I set a timer because I want to get into work. Checking emails may not be the most valuable use of your time, right? So maybe after lunch, you can spend another 15 minutes and you cap that timer at 15 minutes. So I want to go through the exercise of morning ritual because I did want to get so critical on, wow, 3 hours seems like an awful long time. But you can see right there, my morning ritual takes 2.5 hours and I don't think they're rituals. I got lots of stuff, tasks got to do and things like that. But it does take some time. And that's before the day even starts. So with that, I want to wish you the best of luck. Happy scrumming. And look for my new book. If you see it on LinkedIn posted, give me a like or whatever. If you think you might want to get a copy, I might have PDFs I can ship out. Let me know. All right. Take care, everyone. Have a great day. And stay tuned for Thursday night's interview with Gary Cohen. Should be a good one. All right. Take care. Bye. See ya.